For decades, credit cards have been telling us to buy it now and pay for it later with interest. Despite your best intentions, that interest can get out of control fast. With LendingClub, you can consolidate your debt or pay off credit cards with one fixed monthly payment. Since 2007, LendingClub has helped millions of people regain control of their finances with affordable, fixed-rate personal loans. No trips to a bank, no high-interest credit cards. Just go to LendingClub.com, tell them about yourself and how much you want to borrow, pick the terms that are right for you, and if you're approved, your loan is automatically deposited into your bank account in as little as a few days. LendingClub is the number one peer-to-peer lending platform with more than $35 billion in loans issued. Go to LendingClub.com/coast. Check your rate in minutes and borrow up to $40,000. That's LendingClub.com/coast. LendingClub.com/coast. All loans made by WebBank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
I want to talk with you about your earlier book, Psychic Attack, as well, because there are a lot of people who have written me since we posted that you were going to be our guest last week. They're really concerned about psychic attacks. I mean, that's the real thing, isn't it?
Yes, it's getting more dangerous. You know, that was my first book, George, and the reason that I wrote it was because I had been to court four different times to help people get their money back from shysters. I'm talking $400,000, so it wasn't small money. And we won. And psychic attack is when somebody sends you a bad thought, or you can even have invisible forces have you under psychic attack. People can try to cast a spell on you. And I told you, I think on the first show I was with you, I had just written the book, I said that I don't believe that somebody can put a spell on you without your permission. And the more
I remember that. We didn't argue about that, but we talked about that because...
Yeah, you were surprised at my answer.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really true, although it can be partially that we're so depressed and in such fear that we unknowingly, subconsciously give permission, figuring that it's a different energy. People like energy that makes them feel warm and fuzzy all over. And what's happening is that uneducated people, people that are not trained in the occult or in the mystic sciences, are going out and thinking that they're channeling when they're not and giving false information. And it's very scary. And I had it happen to me, and I was almost taken over. I had to have two healers work on me to get the energy off that had been...
Whoa.
Yeah.
Were you under attack?
I was. I was under attack for 3 months, and it was in 2016.
Not too long ago.
It was from a person that channels somebody, and they were from Australia. Luckily, my healer, who's one of the best in the world, her name is Louisa Rager, she's in Italy. She came back to the States, and she worked on me for 3 hours before we could get it clear. I literally felt myself starting to die.
Were you?
On the right side, I could feel all my organs shutting down.
Oh, my God. Were you attacked because of what you do, or were you attacked because somebody wanted to get to you?
No, that's both. I think that the light workers out there, and they know who I'm talking about, the wonderful light workers that we have are under attack, and the dark forces are trying to stop them from doing the healing work, from doing the cleaning it up, because this planet's been run with hate, fear, lies, and injustices, especially in the past, 5 years, we've seen so much.
Well, since you bring it up, and I was going to ask you this, and I don't want us to be too political here, but we seem to be at a point right now where there's more bitterness and hatred all over the place than I can ever imagine. And I'm not going to cite reasons why. That'll take another three shows. Can you feel that?
Yes, the country is splitting. In fact, one of my future predictions, George, is that the states are going to break away and they're going to de-unionize. They're going to pull away. I think...
Like they're going to become their own little countries?
Right. California can do it, so can Montana, so can Texas.
Jeez.
I predict that will happen, and I predict that that it won't last. I think that within 10 years they'll come back, but before they do, we have to have some changes made.
The country of California, I know with California, what they wanted to do was chop it up into three little countries.
Well, they can do that too, but they do have, legally, if you go back to their original agreement, which was in the 1800s, you will see that there is room for them to recede if they wish. And I think we're going to have some trouble. If this split keeps going, we have prejudice, we have hate, we have intolerance. We do not have love, peace, and harmony.
We don't. And is there a reason for that?
Well, we're being challenged by the cosmos. Yes, Pluto and Saturn get together, and when Pluto and Saturn and Mars get together, you have horrific things to get through. You have storms. You have illnesses. You have problems. And the closer your chart is, that's why I ask for the birth date when people call. The closer you are to those elements, the more difficult it is for you, and it's cycle. For example, we just had Saturn in Scorpio, so all the people that were born in October and November had a bad time, as well as the people that were born in May. And now we're in January and July, which is Capricorn and Cancer. And things are coming back from out of the past. People are finally feeling how to manifest, and they're not manifesting well because they don't know how. So they're thinking, I hate my job. I don't want to go to my job today. I really wish I didn't have to be here. I don't want to be, but I have to be here. And they get fired, and then they wonder why they get fired.
Well, interesting that you say those born in October had a bad time, because I have a friend of mine born in October who was just diagnosed with cancer. I think they can beat it, but that's not a good thing to get.
But you can beat it.
Yeah.
And you beat it with meditation and with raising your vibration. That's how you beat it.
And you just keep staying positive.
I have a thing. I don't know if you know who Louise Hay was.
She was from Hay House, of course.
Well, I worked with Louise Hay for 5 years when she first started. She was incredible. And, of course, she beat her cancer. You can heal your life. And she's famous for her affirmations and her wonderful penetrating music. And my part of healing is to support people that do have that disease, as well as other diseases, and to show them how to turn it around.
You're very spiritual, aren't you?
I think so.
Has the spirituality helped you in what you do?
Yes, it has. As a matter of fact, that's Unlimited Realities. My favorite book that I wrote is called Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, and I think it should be at every bedside in every church in the world.
How many books do you have out now?
9.
Okay.
And I'm on my 10th one.
That's called Backstage, right?
Backstage, yeah. That's fun.
I'm psychic, too.
There you go.
How about that?
Backstage is about energy. It's about... Okay, George, let's just say you win the lottery. We'd like you to win the lottery. And you are just jumping up and down. I've won the lottery, oh my gosh. But you don't understand what it took, the energy that it took behind you for you to have that experience.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.